Anyway, so Captain Ryan Garland. Ryan, you're looking forward to the season.
Yeah, can't wait for it to get started now. I suppose we started last weekend with the President's Cup, and it's great to be back playing. It's great to feel back on the pitch there, and that kind of atmosphere down in Cork was brilliant, and the competitive stuff, you missed that, and I suppose it's only when you go back to playing that game that you really get the bug back for it.
I haven't had the chance to talk to you since Stephen left. How did you feel when you heard the news that your manager was gone?
That's because I was avoiding you, Jerry.
I wasn't looking for you.
It was a shock, obviously. But we knew they'd been even offered that job before, and there's always a chance. And he's done so well at Dundalk that there's always a chance some year or some stage he's going to move on, whether it be abroad or to the international setup. So, yeah, it was sad times, the end of an era for us. And told him that and wished him all the best. So, but that's football, and everybody moves on.
But you have the Vinnie Perthy at the start now. And, you know, Vinnie's been there, he's a fabulous coach. Now he has to, he's stepping up as the position as manager, as head coach. It's a it's a good crossover for him, and it means continuity at the club.
Yeah, and so far he's been absolutely excellent in the role. We've loved it at the club this year so far. It's not like there's been any change. Same players, same staff. Few players added, staff added as well. John's been a breath of fresh air coming in. He's great to be around. And Vinny's great at what he does. Like, he was 6 years doing a different role, and he was great at that, and now he's adapted so well, and he's honest with us as well. You know, he says he's learning as he goes, and that's refreshing to have an honesty and someone that I suppose you can be honest back to, because there's a mutual sort of respect there, and that, so it's nice.
And he's made a very important decision as far as captain is concerned, and I think he's got it right, because I mean, if your leadership skills on the pitch have shown, and your leadership skills off the pitch, I've often heard you talking to the players off the pitch as well, and it's good. You're a good leader.
Thanks for being here, Jerry. I'm not sure how much they listen to me when I do talk to them, but we've that many people in the squad that could wear that armband. It's a big honour that I got chosen, but at the same time, we've got people all over the park that lead. It's not just one person. Now you've the armband to talk. You've got lads that they pipe up with their words at the right time and different things and different scenarios. And you've got lads that don't say anything, but they lead by what they do. And that's your Sean Gannons and that, and your Dane Massey's, and you're just consistently performing and in big games performing. And what they do on the pitch and on the trainer pitch and in the gym, you know, there's different people in each area and they all lead, and that's why we've been so successful all over the years, because we've got so many people that contribute in every area of the department there.
Does it make for the team, does it make it put pressure on you for the fact that, you know, you're the team that everybody wants to beat?
Listen, that's no different every other year, Jerry. Yeah. We're always the team that everyone wants to beat, and that's because of the standards we've set, so it's a good thing, and it's something we enjoy and something we always, I suppose, want to do better at. You want to always be that team to beat, and we're always looking to raise our standards, so it can give you a little bit of motivation that you want to show that, listen, we're still the same team, same players and everything, so you know, we just go on as normal.
Vinny has done good work off the pitch as well. The signings off the pitch, he brought in this season, you know, not that many, because he didn't have to bring in too many, but he's been very shrewd in what he signed.
Yeah, excellent signings. Obviously Dylan got a nice move away for himself, and we've replaced him with someone with such pace as well, also young and great potential. Dan showed the glimpses last season of what he can do, and you know, he can be a big player for us. And then you have Aaron McCary, who I played with years ago at Monaghan before he went away, and he's a great keeper, and it's great competition for Gary. And then the two boys coming in from England, they're great pedigree. Jordan's been in training the last couple of days after just, I suppose, being eased back in from not playing for a while, and he's shown glimpses of real talented footballer, and Sean Murray in that game against Drogheda showed he can be outstanding. So it's exciting with those two lads as well.
And I mean, off the pitch too, your training facilities, I believe, are just the best in the country.
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't know what everyone else has, but new dressing rooms for training, excellent. We can't have any complaints. We've full time kitman in there looking after us. The video analysis room has nearly been done next to the canteen for us, which is like a lounge room. And then the gym has been sort of renovated with murals and Dundalk crests and everything, and it just makes it real club gym and a real team gym when you have that stuff on the wall, and it all adds to it and it all comes up, and it's Vinny's, you know, added his touches in here and there, like with those murals on the wall and the crests, and to make it a club gym, and little things like that make a massive difference. And like I said, the atmosphere around the club so far this season has been brilliant, and it's been a happy environment.
I mean, the atmosphere around the town is fantastic. You're living there and you can see it. People from adults to kids, they're all wearing Dundalk gear and everything.
It's
fantastic to see.
It's brilliant to see. Everyone's raring to go again, and like you say, the gear's selling out the whole time. The shop at a sale the other day, and the lads were telling me it was mental in it. So it's brilliant to see, and long may it continue.
Who do you see as your opponents this year? Who do you think will be the ones that will be snapping at your freak? But obviously Cork are going to be there again. Shamrock Rovers, a lot of people are tipping, could outdo you this year.
Cork will be there again. Obviously they showed the other day, I suppose people were writing them off before there's even a ball kicked, and they showed the other day their worth, and they've still got the spine of, they've lost a couple of players, but they've still got the spine of that squad that's been there over the last few years, and they've added some good players to it. Darryl Connor was excellent the other day, and Shamrock Rovers strengthened the midfield a lot, so they'll improve again, and they had a great second half of the season last year, and St. Pat's have put together a great squad. So they'll all be competitive up the top. Waterford supposedly signed a few this week, so you know they were good last year, and it depends what they're going to add this week as well. And the thing is, every team in this league gives you a game, so there's no weeks off. So yeah, it'd be competitive up the top, but every game would be competitive also.
Just lastly, Sligo Friday days, every game's going to be tough, and it's, I suppose the starting game is a tough one. Last year you started off with a nil-all draw against Bray Wanderers, but the games that you've managed been able to get in, and the pre-season training schedule and your game football match schedule, you're raring to go.
Yeah, we're raring to go. We were as well last year, and we had a tough game that Gary made a great save at 1-on-1 to keep it a nil-all. Otherwise we would have came out with no points. So Sligo a bit unknown with some of the players they've signed from outside the league. They've some good experience signings in Ronan Murray and Johnny Dunleavy, and then they've got their stalwarts and the good young players that they've had there the last couple of years. So they'll be a good side, and like the start of the season, it's always everyone's raring to go. So you saw Bray first game last year, and they were excellent up in Oriel, and in the end, you know, they sort of dropped away, and people are saying they weren't great, but we dropped points in the first game of the season, so you got to be careful of that you're not too comfortable.
Thanks very much, Marianne.
Thanks, Jerry.
Best of luck to
see you soon.
See you soon, yeah.